This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have a performer here who is from NICA, which is the National Institute of Circus Arts, and his name is Harley Mann. Welcome into the studio. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks for coming.
Our pleasure.
Hello.
And so you've been studying at NICA.
I'm in my second year at the moment of a 3-year degree, and before that, I did the Certificate 4 as well in Circus Arts. And previous to that, I did community circus in Sydney.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. So what is it about circus that you love so much?
Oh, it's a limitless art form. It's something that we as a performer can go into and not have any expectations or any predetermined biases. We can just come in, be physical, try and do a couple of flips here and there and maybe get a message across.
Because you're quite tall. How tall are you?
6'1".
Right, okay. Because normally a lot of circus performers aren't all that tall. So you would have to vary what you do because of your height, wouldn't you?
I struggle a little bit with a lot of tumbling. So you probably see a lot of tumblers are quite short.
Yep. Well, they're not like gymnasts, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so it's a lot easier to rotate if you're a bit smaller. So I just have to work a smidgen harder, but nothing can hold you back.
Right. Yeah, and what do you specialise in? Is there something that you work on?
Yeah, so I'm a rope artist or a cordelise artist, which is like the rope climb up and down.
Yep.
Fall
and fall and sort of miss the ground
by smidgen.
Oh yeah, it's terrifying. You're like, have you ever hit your head on the ground?
No, I've never hit my head on the ground, not at all.
Oh, haven't you?
At NICA, we follow a lot of procedures to make sure it's really safe.
Yep.
Always having a crash mat and making sure that the rigging's all done really well and properly.
Mm. Yep.
So I found it interesting that you say that it's a limitless art form, considering in my mind I think it's so limited in terms of what you're physically able to train yourself to do. When you say it's limitless, like, tell me a little bit more about that.
It doesn't have any of the structures that a lot of art forms have, like theatre or dance. You can kind of combine and mix a bit of everything in there. And
you can do whatever you want.
Limitless, yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
I mean, you can't do a million backslots, but
it is like circus art, and it's developed because of the world, how much it's embraced circus. Is it has become a true art form, hasn't it? Because you just don't do the tricks.
Yeah.
You actually there's usually a story running through the performance that you're doing.
So now circus is starting to move into more of a higher art form. We're still a little bit behind dance and theatre, but we're getting there and trying to really integrate our work with a bit of a message, a bit of a story, some dramaturgy, something that the audience can grab a hold of and follow.
Yep.
And take away with at the end of it.
Yeah. And now tell us, what is NICA? Because a lot of people know what it is, but a lot of people don't, and how unique NICA is, and the fact that it's a university.
Yeah, university. Well, that's what's so unique.
It's very unusual.
Kind in Australia, where you can actually get a certified degree in circus arts. Most people just think it's that big building near Chapel Street, but it's a school for young artists to go who are really interested in circus, and they can learn about the art form, and they can push themselves in a safe and just a safe environment.
Yeah. And what do you want to get out of this degree?
Oh, so many things. I want to try and become as physically capable as possible.
Yep.
As well as meet a lot of people and just try and have as much fun along the way as I can.
And the degree is internationally recognised now, isn't it? So people from all around the world really recognise people who come out of the university. And so you can run away and join the circus anywhere, really.
Basically.
And a lot of people do.
Yeah. I think we have students in all sorts of companies like Cirque du Soleil, people in Vegas.
Yep. And people come here to Melbourne for this course, like you have from Sydney as well.
So it's one of those things where you just, when you love it, you do it.
Yep. Now, Zeb has joined us, and hello and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
A pleasure. Now, you're the performance, you're head of performance and studies at NICA. Tell us, what does that entail?
So as head of performance studies, my role had to do with constructing the reaccreditation of the bachelor degree in terms of the acting and movement dance department. So I'm basically there trying to encourage the performers to not just look at the circus disciplines, but look at aspects of theatre and movement that go to... Yep. making it a complete form.
We were talking about that with Harley and how circus arts has changed dramatically, hasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, since the 70s.
And why do you think that you have the only accredited university course in Australia? Do you think it's like infrastructure, circus not sort of being taken as seriously in the past?
Well, I think it just... It happened quite late, I think, in comparison to schools like VCA or NIDA or WOPA. I think that it was really only in 2001 that they started looking at creating a circus university. For a long time, they had the Fruit Fly Circus, which has existed since the late 70s, and that was really influential in creating a new generation of circus performers focusing on contemporary form. And so when... NICA was created, it was actually quite late in terms of the funding that was existing at the time, and so I think it just happened to fill a void that was there, and as the only recognised national tertiary institution for circus, I think it fulfills a certain role that we don't necessarily have competition for at the moment.
Okay.
So let's talk about this production that you're doing. So, Harley, you describe it because you're performing in it.
Yeah, well, we started making the show, and when we got into the room to make it, Zeb was like, okay, I want to make this show. And we started by looking at some of the fundamental aspects.
So did Zeb actually tell you what he wanted, or... Yeah. What did you guys create?
It was sort of a shared experience. He came in with a bit of a vision and a bit of an idea, but we as a sort of an ensemble worked with him and the co-director Meredith to sort of shape it into what it is now and what it will be at the end of this week.
Yep.
And it sort of, for me, it starts to look at, I guess, the common interactions that we have as people and the things that we can... take and what force us into places and what take us away from places. We sort of looked at where the things that we have as people and how they're shared throughout the world, and then also how that comes back and what segregates us from other people in the world.
Mm. So that's why it's called dispersion.
Yeah, I think okay. So. I don't know. Zeb's really...
Zeb, give us your slant on that. Well, actually, that was good.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good, but
I think... Harley has covered the material well in the sense that it's quite abstract, and yep. So I think it's quite hard to articulate with language and with text because it is something that is expressed through the body and it's embodied form, circus, and so it's very much about movement and intention and the relationship dramaturgically between the circus disciplines and with the concepts that we're exploring within the work. But I think Harley's right. At the start of the show, we're looking at this idea of a connection that we've established with this one person that has tied us all together. And then the idea is that this breaks apart at a certain point. And from that moment, we start to put up barriers, we start to exchange, we start to develop identities away from each other. And so we're exploring different relationships of love and tension and joy in different aspects yep. through the circus disciplines.
Yep. And that feels really intuitive to the physical form of circus as well. Yeah,
I think circus as an art within itself has a lot to say. And so what we're trying to do is also look at broader themes that affect society and these young people as they're going to go out into it as professional international performers. And then also looking at what is it that each of these disciplines on their own has to say and how that relates to these ideas.
And Harley, I've got to ask you this. How important is it that you actually do these performances through your course that you're doing?
Oh, it's one of the key things you go to the course for, to get that exposure. I mean, yep. every university degree has their version of placement or something that
sure.
gives their students an opportunity to really do the thing that yep. they're learning and be a part of that. And so with opportunities like this, we do a production in first year, a production in second year, a showcase in third year, and then another production in third year. So
right.
all in all, four productions yep. throughout yep. the course.
And what's it like doing it in front of an audience? Because, you know, we as the general public, we can come to that. Well, the shows, we'll give the dates a little while. Mm. Is it nerve-wracking or is it exciting having an audience?
I think there's not a lot of difference between what, as performers, you feel when you feel nervous or when you feel excited.
Yep.
Your heart races, you've got this energy. So for me, when it's something that's so physical and that can be quite dangerous, it's more about being excited and being prepared to share that with an audience than being nervous that yep. something might go wrong.
Yeah, mm. yeah. Mm. Well, exactly.
And I guess the audience feels that as well. It's like the nervousness is, the excitement of what you're doing as well.
So yeah. Definitely.
Tension.
And the productions are damn good. I've been to, over the years, I've been to lots of them and I've really enjoyed it. So it's a great night out.
Definitely worth people. Having a look.
So,
yeah.
Go along.
So how can people find out about the performance and NICA?
Well, the shows are running from the 18th to the 22nd.
That's right.
I think with a matinee on the Saturday as well.
Uh-huh.
Very soon.
Jump online to the NICA's website,
And you're in Windsor as well.
Yeah, in Windsor in our...
In that big building.
Big building.
You need a big roof because of
exactly,
all that.
Exactly, lots of height.
this one's called Dispersion.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, we've had Zeb Hunter and Harley Mann from NICA coming in to talk about the second year performance of Dispersion.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.